13 ghost stories, some traditional hauntings, places, people, difficult situations, and some about the AI world that we live in now. And in between, interventions by me in my own voice about my own supernatural experiences. And I wanted to use the technology that we have at our disposal right now to explore the idea of being haunted. So there's an app you can download which would scrape the social media program of your dead loved one, and then the app will send you texts and emails and photographs as though your dead loved one was still here. It's a horrible idea, but it's a great idea for a story. A woman is given this app. The question is it the app or the real ghost of her dead husband who is haunting her? The metaverse is also an interesting place where ghosts could live. Once you're in there as an avatar, you will interact with other humans who are also avatars, but also programs who are there to be your hosts or to sell you things. But how would you know if there was a ghost in there? If your partner died, you could keep his avatar alive in the metaverse. So just as technology is changing what it means to be alive, it is also changing what it means to be dead. If you want to be scared, you will be. But there are also stories that are more reflective, more philosophical on the nature of death. There are two stories that sit next to each other and should be read side by side. One from the point of view of the person left behind, and the other from the point of view of the person who is now dead. Because I wanted to use the form, which is very traditional and particular, and to just push it a little bit to see what I could do to make it a little bit different. And as ever, for me, it's about language, which is risky because with ghost stories, we only think about content. What's the story? What's the twist? The one barrier, the hard barrier that every human being faces is death. And humans try to overcome all the barriers in their way. That's what progress is about, whether it's technical progress or social progress. We're always trying to get past the things that are in our way. But death, it's in your way. And you can think of religion as the world's first disruptive startup, because what religion has always disrupted is this idea of death as being final. We cannot bear the idea of just coming to an end. So I wanted to explore that fear and frustration. The Catholic Church has always liked the idea of purgatory, a process where your sins can be remitted as long as your relatives on earth pay enough money. And I imagine that if we can ever upload consciousness, it will not be a democratic experience. You know, death is democratic, but the rich don't like that. And certainly, if we can upload consciousness, it will only be there for the very wealthy. I don't believe it will ever be a universal human right. All we're going to do is create another race of gods who are not biological, who don't die. It is like a religion because it's a closed hierarchy and it has a high priest caste which controls everything. It's really narrow at the moment. They're only interested in stuff that they can build. They're not interested in stuff that might already exist. These guys, and they are guys, by and large, they don't read books. They don't know anything about culture. They don't know anything about history. And that depresses me because they're in charge of our future.